This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Sun has been shining for quite some time now at Ford Motor Company because of a great team. And a very big part of that team is on the other end of our line right now, Joe Hinrichs, who is president of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, executive vice president as well, with responsibility for all the Ford business in North America and South America. Joseph, I love it when you come bearing more good news.
Yeah, good morning, Paul W. It's always great to talk about jobs and investment, especially right here in Southeast Michigan. And, of course, it's always great to be on your show. So thanks for having us.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you living up to a promise that you made back in 2015 that you're going to be spending more money here in these United States. And starting off with $1.6 billion on this announcement in two U.S. factories to start making a new automatic transmission, expand output of certain commercial trucks. And the good news is a big chunk of that money going to be right there in Livonia.
That's right. Livonia Transmission Plant gets a $1.4 billion investment. I was out there the last few days and, you know, just great to see all the activity and all the new equipment to make the new 10-speed transmission for our trucks. And starts out on the F-150 Raptor this fall, which is a phenomenal product. And then there'll be other F-150 products as well. And it, you know, creates or retains another 500 jobs in Livonia. But importantly, it brings all new technology and another transmission to that plant. So great news for Southeast Michigan.
Well, that is great news, retaining supporting a total of 650 jobs. Have you been able to break out how many new jobs would be created, Joe?
Yeah, we're still sorting that out. There will be some new hires. A majority of the work is going to be people transferring from one location to another, as we often do, and where we're moving work around. There will be some new hires. We haven't figured on the final numbers yet. The plant's getting ready to get started. They're going to start producing this summer, so we're pretty far into it, and I know there's a lot of excitement out there.
Well, there is indeed, and you've also announced for our Ohio listeners, $200 million going to be spent at an assembly plant in Avon Lake, Ohio, near Cleveland, to add production of Super Duty chassis cab trucks. And, boy, that's been a great, great area for you. You know, in one of these stories, in fact, it's from Joseph White, who used to be here in Detroit, now with Reuters. He talks about how tough it is for Ford Motor Company, for General Motors, for FCA, to continue to do what you try to do, which is build cars here. When you face a cost of, in Mexican factories, they pay their workers hourly wages of roughly $8.25 compared to about $60, including benefits for Ford UAW members. This according to the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. That's a lot of juggling to do, Joe.
It really is. And at the end of the day, consumers want a competitive price and competitive value for the products that we sell to them. But, you know, we're proud of the fact that we think we found that right balance. And, you know, we've invested $12 billion here in the United States in the last 5 years alone. The majority of our investments in North America still continue to be here. We are moving some small car production to Mexico. But when you look at it, Paul W., we produce more vehicles in the United States than anybody else, more than General Motors, more than FCA. And we also employ more UAW manufacturing workers than anybody else in the United States. So we're finding that balance, and you know we've had strong profitability the last few years. So our productivity, the great quality that we have, great products, all this comes together along with our dealers to create an equation that continues to make this work. That's why we all got to keep working together to continue to make it work so we can keep making announcements like we did yesterday and today.
Well, and again, to reiterate, because it's really important as we have Joe Hinrichs with us, Executive Vice President, President of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, I'll quote you again, the vast majority of your investments continue to be in our home in the United States. In light of all these other things that are going on and these other cost factors that you have to deal with in other parts of the world as you try to sell more cars and continue to keep people right here in these United States and specifically in our Detroit area employed. And so when a guy like Donald Trump, who I agree with Donald on a lot of things, when he for whatever reason has hooked up on attacking you for having any Mexican operations, this is a guy, frankly, who has companies, clothing lines, et cetera, that have manufacturing outside of these United States. So I hate to point it out, but I have to when there's hypocrisy, and that's hypocritical.
Yeah, well, a lot gets said on the campaign trail, especially this this year's campaign trail, to be sure. You know, we're focused, of course, on running a great business, so that's where we can generate, you know, profits and cash and keep investing in the business and have these great announcements like this. We are a global company. We will and continue to invest all around the world, and we have to do that to stay competitive and be and have the right kind of balance for our customers when it comes to our cost competitiveness. But we're proud of the fact, as you noted, that we continue to vast majority of North American investments are here, and we're a proud American company. You know that, and the Southeast Michigan folks know how proud Ford is to be part of this whole community, and we value that.
And I know that you at Ford Motor Company, Joe, and the UAW have worked very hard, proudly so, to make U.S. manufacturing operations more efficient. And believe me, that matters, and that has made a big difference.
There's no question, and we've worked really hard together. If you go back the last 10-plus years, starting in 2005, 6, 7, and all the agreements and all the plant closings. And now, you know, we've been celebrating. There were 15,000 UAW jobs created in the last, last contract period. I mean, think about that. And the $12 billion we invested in the last 5 years. And now we're talking about more jobs. And as long as we keep working together, we can do amazing things. And I'm really proud of what the UAW and Ford have done together. And that's why we can talk about things we're talking about today.
Quick question before you go. $1.4 billion of this money going, this is the larger of the Ford's latest U.S. investment, for a production line at the Livonia, Michigan factory to produce that new 10-speed automatic transmission for the company's rear-wheel drive vehicles. Now, should suppliers see this as a trend that more and more of this work is going in-house?
Well, you know, we've historically made most of our automatic transmissions in-house. There, when you look at where the trends are, I'd say that a lot of the powertrain work is, you know, has stayed in-house and stamping, but most of the other work has moved to supply base. So I'd say the trends aren't moving too much one way or the other. However, with all this electrification coming and with all of the new technology coming beyond where we are today, that's where the suppliers and the OEMs are going to have to work together to find the right balance of what's inside and out, and there's a lot to be developed over the next 5 to 10 years on that front.
Which has led your company, Ford Motor Company, to join Google and Volvo Cars and Uber and Lyft with this new coalition to urge lawmakers to take action on regulations surrounding self-driving vehicles, Joe.
That's right. What we're looking for, all of us are looking for is one standard, one set of rules, one set of policies, and clearly that would be advantageous for the entire industry and for governments. And as these technologies emerge, you want to make sure that the government agencies and the industry are talking proactively to set the standards and also set the laws so we can enable it, but also make it so it works effectively for consumers and for all of our safety organizations.
Joe, congratulations to you and all the hardworking men and women of Ford Motor Company, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Paul W. Always great to talk to you.
Joe Hinrichs, Executive Vice President, President of the Americas for Ford Motor Company, on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.